Good morning and welcome to a Monday Food for Thought program here on KKCQ. It is the third Monday of the month and it's our monthly MCCL update. Allison Opdahl joining us in the studio this morning. And good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
And thank you for stopping by. And well, to start things off, recap of the most recent meeting, which was just a few nights ago, right?
Right. It was last Thursday. We met McIntosh at Mount Carmel like we normally do. So third Thursday of the month at 7 o'clock. And it was a special meeting for our chapter this month. We were celebrating the completion of the Speak Life Baby O series that wrapped up a couple weeks ago. And Baby O was born, if you will. And so we had a celebration honoring that accomplishment. And then also my daughter, Dinah, who was the voice of Baby O, and was a surprise for her. I dropped her off at Grandma's Thursday morning and went and picked up the cupcakes, brought them to the church. She's sitting here beside me looking at me because it was a surprise. So we were able to have a celebration just honoring her and thanking her for her contribution. Many of the members were very kind and gave her cards thanking her for her effort. And we read them that night and she talked about it for 2 days, how special that time was for her.
That's awesome. You did a very nice job. You're wrapping up one series and then starting a new one, right?
Yes. Right now, we've rolled right into Baby O 2.0, and it starts off much like the first series did with the I Am Six Weeks Old. And then what you listeners have already discovered is there's not just one in there, there are two babies. And so they begin to have a conversation. And so as that story unfolds, you'll still be learning much of the same information that was shared with the Baby O series, but it will take it to a different level, I would say. The interaction between the two children has been hilarious to write, even record. When I got into the studio with my niece and my nephew now, Rosie and Charlie Subert, and we began the recording process, I think we spent more time giggling and rehearsing than we actually did recording, but it was a wonderful memory to make.
What kind of an impact do you feel these ads are making? Because I hear such positive comments about them.
You know, I feel very fortunate that I was given the story to write. I feel like it was a gift from the Holy Spirit. But I also feel like if an adult had been recording this, it wouldn't have had the emotional impact that it has had on listeners. And so a lot of people have approached me or emailed me and just said, you know, hearing it in the voice of a child just really makes you stop and listen. And so I feel like we have a really good, powerful combination going here, you know, a story to tell, voices to tell it, and then people to hear it.
I don't think there's any question an adult doing it wouldn't have the same impact.
Oh, undoubtedly. Yeah. It's very authentic when you hear it from a child's voice, especially when you hear them pronounce some words. You know, it just, it lets you know that there is an emotional component to it that is so childlike, right? We know what they mean, but they're expressing the way that they know how. And I think it's powerful to give a voice to the voiceless.
Okay. I'm sure some listeners are wondering how much rehearsing goes into these ads.
Oh, okay. Like zero. Because I want it to be authentic. And so the process that I found that works really well for me is not to actually practice the segments with them. Like when I explained to Rosie and Charlie how to do it, I just said, okay, so copy me. And I would say something and I would ask them to match my tone and my volume. And so I just practiced nonsensical sentences with them, because what I wanted is when we did the segment read through, I wanted them to be like sparked by that imagination or hearing it for the first time, so it wasn't rehearsed. And while you do get a very authentic response, sometimes it's so authentic that you have to do it several times because they're following the story too. They laugh along with you, and that doesn't always translate well when you're trying to help someone understand what you just said.
Sometimes though, you keep the laughter in.
Yeah, I have. I asked Philip over at Q107 to do that for me because I just thought, you know, that's genuine. And it doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to be representative of what you think might be going on in the womb.
Mm-hmm. And the music, too.
Yeah, he's made it sound so professional. I feel like I couldn't ask for a better team.
A billboard along Highway 2, that's something in the works.
Yeah, we have been talking about that, and it sounds like we've got some good opportunities along Highway 2. I'm not going to give too much away because I don't want to put pressure on the people who are working on the details, but we're very excited with the opportunity. We feel like it'll be very impactful and visible from both lanes of traffic. So look for that as soon as we get all of the details figured out.
All right, sounds good. Anything else to add?
You know, I guess maybe I don't have too much more to talk about today. I guess I would encourage people who are feeling like they can get out and about a little bit more. You know, it's lighter longer during the day and the roads are clearing off. If you're able, please join us for our monthly meetings every third Thursday of the month at 7 o'clock. We're meeting at Mount Carmel. We're looking for people not just to come and do things, but to be present so that they can share their opinions on what they feel is important and vital for our area as we reach out with the Speak Life message.
Right, we've talked about this before. I mean, you're involved with a lot of activities like the fairs, for example, and things like that.
Sure. Yes. We've got, of course, the Fertile Fair coming up, and we participated with the Bagley, the Clearwater Fair last year, and we hope to do that again. We're also looking for other ways that we can get the message out into our community that maybe we haven't thought of yet. So open to fresh ideas, fresh members. Please join us.
Yep, sounds good. Allison Opdahl with our monthly MCCL conversation here on Food for Thought. Enjoy the rest of March and enjoy spring.
Yeah, I agree. Let's enjoy spring.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
And thanks again to Allison Opdahl joining us on our Food for Thought program this morning, our monthly MCCL update. Tomorrow, we're going to get a recap of the Fauston School Board meeting that was held last Thursday. I'm going to talk to Sue Chase here later on this morning, and we'll play that interview tomorrow on our Food for Thought program. And then Kayla Mystic joining us with the monthly 4-H update on Wednesday. So that's what's coming up on Food for Thought.